So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday evening. Obviously, a difficult afternoon last Saturday. How's training been this week?
Training's been great, Ben. I said what I had to say after the Boston game last week. I talked about the mental side of the game and the psychological side of the game. And, you know, what's been said has been said. Reminded about them on Tuesday, but there's been a bouncing training all week. There's been a structure to training like I promised there would be. And we prepared no differently to the Altrincham game than we've played and we trained for, you know, the Boston game, the Bradford game, Stockport game and so on. So, you know, everyone's in good spirits, but we know exactly what, you know, the size of the job we've got on hand. But, you know, everyone's in good spirits and we're certainly looking forward to tomorrow's game.
I mean, you were putting a message out there last week on the radio, and it did seem like a deliberate, you know, kick up the backside kind of thing. That has had a positive effect this week, you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I said to the lads, the last thing I said to the lads last night is read my programme notes tomorrow, because everything I've said to you last Saturday, and I said to you Tuesday, Thursday, everything I said to the radio, I've put in the programme notes. You know, there's transparency and there's not a lack of ability. There's not a lack of ability in the squad. And I said, it's down to the psychological side, and we need to be men now. You know, I need men around the dressing room. I need leaders. I need lads that are going to go toe-to-toe with everybody. And for every minute that we've got left of this season, you've got to treat it as though you're last minute in football. You know, and I won't accept anything less, Ben. You know, this is a monumental task that we've got in front of us. We know what we've got to do. We know how many points we need on the board. And the lads need to see it as a kick up the backside, because, you know, that's for all of us as well. You know, we can't accept the second half display against Boston last week, and not through ability, just through sheer, the mental side of the game. And we've got to address that.
And heading into this game, a few signings as well. First up, goalkeeping. And Andy Fisher's joined us on loan, 20-year-old goalkeeper from Blackburn. I think it's obvious what the thinking is here, but what's the thinking here, Renault, with this signing?
You know, it's the only shirt that I haven't had competition for since I joined, you know. And, you know, Lloyd's very, very much been the number one. I've talked about bringing in somebody to compete for that shirt. I haven't hidden the fact that I've been after Fisher for a while now, and, you know, the deal's been on and off, and thankfully, you know, down to, you know, for Blackburn Rovers professionalism, they've allowed Andy to join the squad, and it gives us real quality now in that area. And, you know, the decision I've got to make is, you know, who takes the number one jersey tomorrow and then moving forward. But you know, it's no flaw on Lloyd's game, but I just feel that it's an area that I want to. Not necessarily improve, but to add competition to, and that's certainly what I've done. And a goalkeeper of this ilk, you know, Rovers number three keeper, first team experience. I know how well thought of he is. He'll come in and add that competition.
And just to clarify, on his Wikipedia page, he's down as being 7 foot odd. He's not 7 foot three, is he? That's a
no,
mis- yeah.
No, he's not 7 foot.
That's good news.
He's a big size. He's kind of the stature that you want as your goalkeeper. You know, he's got great build on him, great presence, and, you know, I'm sure that the fans will be impressed if they see him play.
Excellent stuff. Right, you touched upon experience there, and in the back four, we had to play O'Halloran last week. He's played more minutes than anyone else this season in FC United colours. But you have strengthened at full-back as we head into this game. Bob Harris, not whispering Bob Harris, but Bob Harris, the left-back. what can you tell us about Bob?
Bob is an out-and-out left-back. And, you know, since, and this is no disrespect to Steve, you know, Steve's been great at centre-half for the season, but since we lost Thompson back to Rovers, we were looking for a similar type of player, and we got him, Richards, from Norwich. And I think since we lost Caleb back to Norwich, Steve's done great at left-back, but he's very much more of a centre-half. He's done great at left-back, but we kind of lose that attacking flair, if you will, down the left-hand side. Steve tweaked his hamstring. He tried to get through the Boston game last week, and reoccurring injuries probably see him out to 2 or 3 weeks. So we were trying to replace him with, you know, somebody who likes to get forward, who's got that ability. And, you know, I've known Bob for a while now, and, you know, I know the quality that he possesses. It's only 2 years ago that he played 58 games for, I think, Sheffield United. You know, he's got that experience. And he's trained with the squad this week and fitting superbly well. You know, his ability is outstanding. You know, his left foot delivery, he's got left foot. You know, he's got a wonderful left foot, and he's just fit in, and he's really enjoyed training, and he's agreed to sign until the end of the season. So, you know, again, that gives us more options down the left-hand side.
There's also been a signing from Radcliffe with Lewis Myers joining us, formerly of Chorley as well, so that's a Chaddy connection right there. What's the thinking behind that particular signing up front?
Left-footed centre-forward, again, another option. He's scoring goals at Radcliffe. He's a local lad, Manchester lad. Spoke to John Macken, I'd watched him, and I asked about his availability. They wanted 7 days, and then out of the blue, you know, John said that he wouldn't step in his way, and you know, Lou reminded him, you know, John's words were that he reminds him of himself. You know, that was a compliment that John Macken paid about Louis Mayer. So, you know, once we got the green light yesterday afternoon, Louis came and joined the squad. And again, he's another variation of a front man. He's left-footed. He's great in the air. He links play up very well. He's big, strong, powerful. So, you know, he joins the likes of Sharp, Willoughby, Piers now at the top end to provide us competition and hopefully goals. And I've said that we just need to keep improving this squad. And, you know, we are building for now, but we're building for next season as well. And, you know, I know that some people may be concerned about the number of players that have been used this season. You know, not under my reign necessarily. You know, we're bringing in players now that we feel that will add value and add quality, and also, you know, keep this club in the division next season. And that's what we'll look to do. And, you know, if somebody comes along of the quality we think we can improve the squad, then we're certainly interested in it. And that's exactly what we've done this week. So three brilliant signings, three signings that will all go into tomorrow's squad, and three signings that will hopefully, you know, help us achieve our ambition of getting the 3 points tomorrow.
Just finally then, Neil, obviously a big game tomorrow against Altrincham, and Altrincham under Parkinson like to play a certain way, and are we well suited to playing against a footballing side, do you feel? I think we are.
Yeah, we are. I mean, we like to get the ball down and play. You know, we like to put our A game on, impose our A game on people, and that's what we're going to try to do tomorrow. You know, you look at the league table, and Parks has done a great job there. You know, Altrincham are in the playoff places. They're going to come. They're going to give us a real stiff competition tomorrow. But we've just got to believe in what we do, and we've got to move the ball quickly. We've got to get our big players on the ball tomorrow. We've got to impose our game plan. We've got to move the ball and, you know, pass the ball around and attack teams like the way we do. And I keep saying, if we bring the game that we brought to Bradford, if we bring the game that we brought to Stockport for large parts of the game, if we bring the game that we brought to Chester despite the result, then we've got a good chance of going winning tomorrow's game. And I know all about Altrincham. I know the style of play, how they'll play. I know they've got certain players missing tomorrow, but they'll still be strong. But we've got to think about what we do now and not worry too much about the opposition. Respect them, yes, but not worry too much about them. And you know, the way we've trained this week, we're set up. We know exactly how we're gonna play on Saturday. And hopefully, you know, we keep saying hopefully, you know, if that team arrives and, you know, not just brings their ability, but also the mental toughness side of the game, then we'll go toe-to-toe with Altrincham tomorrow and hopefully, you know, we'll win the game.